Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars from the Big Silly Homo Podcast. Come check it out at BigSillyHomo.com. Oh, darlings, I'm sorry for the voice, but I'm a little sick right now. I have been. I'm just a little under the weather. Understand that expression either. Well, so I wanted to tell you all a really funny thing that happened to me at the Walmart. I was nearly stabbed in a gang fight because of a grandma. So I was in the Walmart and I was walking down the path, and I see this elderly woman rummaging through the discounted jewelry, 'cause it's so classy. And she drops some of the jewelry, like some of the jewelry on the pegs. Somehow, this bitch fiddling with it, some of the pegs fall off onto the ground with jewelry on them. So I'm walking by, and she just looks at it and starts to walk away, and I'm like, oh, excuse me, ma'am, you dropped these. And she looks up at me, and she gives me this stupid look, and then she starts to walk away and mumbles something, and I do remember the last word being puto, which, if my Mexican translation is correct, I think that was some sort of male bitch. So, in no fucking mood. Girl, I'm sick. I am in no fucking mood. I call the bitch a savage. So, she looks at me, because obviously the bitch speaks English. She just chooses not to, because she understood savage just fine. She goes over and starts saying something, and her grandson comes up to me, all gangster, trying to get up in my face. Well, girl, he was a foot and a half shorter than me, so he was trying to get up on my tit. So I looked down at him, because, girl, I've easily got 200 pounds on this motherfucker. I'm sorry, I'm gonna use some vulgar language. I'm in no fucking mood. So he decides to try and look up at me and try and get all gangster. And I looked down at him and told him, yo, grandma dropped this shit on the ground, refused to pick it up, called me a puto, and if she's gonna act like a savage, I'm gonna call her one. So he said something stupid about, you know, I'll fucking fuck you up, and I'm like, do what you gotta do, I don't give a shit, just pick the shit up. Well, he looked at me, and I gave him my dead stare, because I'm in no fucking mood. If he's going to fucking stab me, you know what? I'll get to go to the motherfucking hospital. He'll pay for my fucking hospital bill. And you know what? I'll feel better. They'll give me some fucking drugs, because I feel like shit. So, I feel like death anyway. Shit. Give me some Vicodin. Fuck. So, the fuck, what was I talking about? I'm so fucking loopy right now. So he did, he backed up, and I turned around and walked away. I was fully expecting him to fucking come after me, but he didn't. And I'm walking past, a few minutes later he had picked that shit up, and I watched him put that shit back on the pegs. He knew his fucking grandma was in the wrong. Cunt. Sorry. I'm sorry, girls. I know. Well, my computer is still down. Excuse me, honeys. My computer is still down. I picked up the video card today, and I'm hoping to have it reinstalled in my computer tomorrow at the Super Bowl Extravaganza, whatever that shit tomorrow is. So hopefully I will return